Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This administration has done a great deal from day one to remove the social justice, politically correct, and toxic ideological garbage that had infected our department, to rip out the politics. No more identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
I didn't know that was coming in there.
I didn't either.
Oh, that's Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and he is talking about the new standards that are going to be applied in the Department of War. That's a big news story today. And then, of course, President Trump is at the Oval Office talking about lowering drug prices, which is yet another big story. So we'll see how each of these shake out in the news cycle. It is a pleasure to have on the show with us once again, Congressman Mike Bost. He is the representative for Illinois' 12th District and also chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Congressman, thanks for being here with us today. I wanted to get your thoughts on Pete Hegseth. You bet. What do you think about that?
First off, I've known Pete for quite some time. And Pete and I have always talked about the fact that we believe that our military, their job is to fight our nation's battles. That means that their job is to deliver a bullet downrange or to support the people that are delivering the bullet downrange. That is exactly what our military needs to be. They don't need to be woke. We don't need to down the physical fitness test. They need to be in the best possible shape they can possibly be. They need to be ready to be our war fighters when we need them. They need to have be put and assigned to their MOSs, which is their military occupational services, and do them to the best of their ability and be trained on those and those alone. We don't and if you spend too much time, as they have over the last several years, worried about being woke, worried about gender affirming, doing all of these things, then you can't do that job, which is the most important job, which is provide a national defense. Mm. And he is exactly right, and he did a great job of delivering that message to all of our officers that were present at the Pentagon this morning.
Congressman Mike Bost with us, the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm certain that you represent very many brave and important and valuable females who are veterans of this country. I imagine that women have been very important in the safety and security of this country. That seems to be, I tuned in to MSNBC for about 3 minutes, Congressman. They're very concerned about the women. What do you think?
Well, don't be concerned about the women. There are certain standards that women have to meet just as well. And not only that, women have their MOSs that they will be assigned to. Some of those women are some of the best sailors, some of the best airmen, some of the best Marines and best soldiers that we have. The statement was very simple, though. There is a standard that should be met if you're going to be a warfighter, and that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I did send this. I sent Pete Hegseth's comments. Just I didn't even say anything to it to one of my dear friends who has retired from the Army and has done many tours overseas. And I just sent it to him. And he goes, finally, true equality. One standard for everybody. And that actually makes them equal. So that was the thought for there. I wanted to ask you about.
Well, here's the thing. If I am in a fire squad, that's four people in the Marine Corps, that's what's the lowest group of a unit, which is a fire squad. I want the other three to be as physically fit, if not more physically fit than myself.
Right.
Because they're the ones that have my back if something goes wrong.
Amen to that. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. I wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that because it's a direct news story today. But of course, a government shutdown looms. I'm hearing it called the Schumer shutdown. What is your assessment right now on the pending government shutdown? Is it going to happen? And if it does happen, what needs to take place in order for the government to get back open?
First off, it shouldn't happen because, just so you know, we've done our job. We sent a temporary continuing resolution that goes through November 21st so that we can then work on the rest of the budget. There should not be a government shutdown. Unfortunately, in the Senate, it takes 60 votes, not a simple majority, 51 votes, to take up the bill. Schumer himself, 7 months ago, passed a similar, if not exact, well, a similar continuing resolution. But because the politics of this is he's getting pressure from the left, especially AOC, who's threatening to challenge him in a primary for his Senate seat, and also from his left actually in the Senate that are wanting to challenge him for being the Democrat leader. So he is decided politically, even though during the last administration, they voted and argued why it is a government shutdown is never right 13 times. Let me say that again. 13 times during the previous administration, they voted for CRs. Okay? So this shows just how political this is. Then the answer to your second part of your question, the big problem I have is, so politically he's going to do this so he has so he can say he did what his left wanted him to do. But I don't know how he gets out of it.
Yeah, that's the question.
What is the offer that's good enough? But there's not going to be an offer because we exactly know where it is and what it is that we passed and why we passed this continuing resolution the way we did so that we keep some specialty stuff open. That's why we sent it over. But this offer that he has given to the president of wanting $1.5 trillion to basically prop up Obamacare and also to provide health Medicaid for illegals is ridiculous, and the taxpayers know it, and the taxpayers say, don't do that with my tax dollars.
Do elected congressional Republicans know how absurd it would be to cave to Chuck Schumer?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Humor. To provide that health care to those illegal immigrants.
I think Thune was very clear last night in some interviews on that's not happening, okay? Now, just so you know, yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock Eastern time, all four of the leaders were with the president talking about this issue. Everybody else is on board. Well, I say that. It doesn't matter where Jeffers is because none of them voted for it. Well, that's not true. There was one Democrat member in the House that voted for the continuing resolution. So we did it strictly by Republican votes. But at any rate, all four were right there to talk. It just didn't sound like anything was going to be offered by the Democrats as acceptable.
So if you get the CR through, let's just, you know, skip past, okay, government shuts down, and then maybe, I guess, what's going to happen is Chuck Schumer is going to have to cave, and they're going to have to agree to something. That just gets us to the point where everybody comes back to the table to negotiate the appropriations bills that need to be done by the end of the year. Can you skip over the part, the shutdown dance that we're going to do here to where we're back negotiating about the appropriations bills? How's that going to get done?
So here's our hope. Just so you know, we're talking with the leader. I spoke with him yesterday. We had we have a chairman's call on Thursday, but we are planning as of right now tentatively to be back in Monday to continue to do work that we can. Okay, so the negotiations go on. We can argue about, you know, each one of the 12 bills. Understand, though, we've already got 70-some percent, not 70%. Okay, let me clarify. There are 12 bills, but about four of those bills get you 70% of the budget done.
Okay.
So we're over 70% of the budget because we've already passed those out of the House. Okay, the Senate still has to take those up, but we've already passed them out of the House. And we have, I think we've got about another four bills yet to do. But those are the ones that are always controversial. Somebody tries to put some, and you can pass the other bills, because what we're talking about is we're talking about national defense, we're talking about veteran stuff. All of those have already passed. So we can go ahead and the Senate can already pass, go ahead and pass those, not passing all 12. And if you get down to the end that there's one or two of those budgets that we didn't get passed, you can CR those for a year.
Okay. Isn't that what happened last year?
Yeah, that's what's happened ever since 1972, except twice.
Okay, so that would be the status quo. And we're in a moment right now. It seems like everything Donald Trump is doing as the executive in his second term is not status quo.
That is correct.
Do you expect anything? I mean, should we really hold our breath and expect anything different by the end of this year from House Republicans, Senate Republicans, and the president?
I think you're still going to have something that's going to have to be CR'd. I hope that that's not the case. I'd love to be in Congress whenever we actually pass all 12 bills one time, you know, be the third time. And remember, it isn't. This has nothing to do with the administration. This has to do with Congress, because the administration doesn't pass the budget. We do. And that's constitutional, and we've got to get done. But the problem is when do we wake up as a Congress as a whole and look at the 1972 Budget Act and say, okay, this doesn't work. So what can we put back together that forces us to actually get things done and have a budget every year that doesn't have any CRs in it? Because what happens is, If you're in an agency and you have now been CR'd, you can't shift money around. You can't. You can only do what you did the year before, which quite often changes year by year with any job. And that's the problem with the CRs.
Congressman Mike Boss speaking with us. I guess my biggest question is going into a midterm election where traditionally that midterm election doesn't go the way of the controlling party on the whole.
Correct.
Is this it? Is this the last shot that a Republican-controlled House and Senate is going to have at doing big, transformative, constitutionally rooted, fiscally responsible things? Or how do you feel about the midterms coming up?
No, I don't. I think the midterms are looking very good. You understand whether you agree with the gerrymandering that's going on around this nation. Texas actually has added more Republican seats. Missouri is actually adding more Republican seats. Then you're also looking at the fact, and it's a long time until the election itself, But everything that we've done, a majority of the people are very happy with what we have done, including what Pete Hegseth did this morning, and see it as we're doing a good job. Only if the Democrats would come back and offer some different ideas, but they're not. They're doubling down on the ideas that got them unelected in the first place. And because of that, and their radical left is holding them hostage, and as long as that's what's being seen out there, now, well, here's the problem. Remember, a majority of your news stations don't see that. So it requires the voter to actually either listen to what's being advertised in the campaigns by the Republicans or checking facts. And I'll give you an example of that. I have a doctor here in my home county in Jackson County that is on social media still touting that in the Big Beautiful Bill, that we don't call the Big Beautiful Bill anymore, it doesn't make sense, but in that bill, they claim that we cut our rural hospitals. The Democrats did. It has been proven over and over and over again that that's not the case. There's been editorials written on that's not the case. But yet I have a doctor who's trusted on social media saying our rural hospitals, when we put $54 billion in new money for rural hospitals, cut nothing from hospitals, the only thing we did was make sure that illegals cannot be on Medicaid and that you have work requirements for Medicaid and for SNAP. So as long as you got to try to get the message out, but the real problem is that people lie on social media.
For sure. I want to ask you one last follow-up before we let you go. We're speaking with Congressman Mike Bost, representing Illinois' 12th District, one of three Republicans in Congress out of the state of Illinois. I got to say, the national spotlight on our state for being the petri dish for absurd leftist policies and politicians, the national spotlight here on the state of Illinois, I feel like maybe Republicans could have a shot in this midterm election, which is our statewide election. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how 2026 is shaping up specifically for your state of Illinois.
Well, I hope that, you know, it will be a contested primary. And I hope the person that can truly win will come out, be successful, because if we keep our governor doing the things he's doing, I say that there is a when you can walk down the North Shore on a walk path and try to claim that it's crime free and the president isn't telling the truth, but you're walking on the North Shore, which is the area that doesn't have a lot of crime, and you're walking with bodyguards. Well, no, there's
bodyguards
not
with guns.
Yeah, and go on the South Side by yourself and then tell me what it's like. Okay. And so as long as we have a governor that keeps doing that and a state legislature that just, I mean, they're passing crazy stuff or trying to pass crazy stuff. But the people, sometimes people are so busy doing their daily lives that if they don't pay attention to what's going on, it until it negatively affects them, they're just going to keep working and doing what they're doing. But now you're just seeing, you know, whether it's taxation and the crime rate and everything else that's in the state of Illinois, it's got to be time for a change. You know, remember, people sure didn't think it would change back in 1995 whenever the Republicans had total control of the House, total control of the Senate, and every statewide office, and we paid our bills on a 28-day pay cycle. Mm-hmm. So, and at that time, everybody thought, no, they'll be in the state. And then the pendulum swung.
All right. Well, Congressman Bost, please come back again soon. We will be watching this government shut down and seeing how the Republicans and Democrats handle themselves. We're grateful for the insight today.
And thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye bye. Congressman Mike Bost, Illinois' 12th District Representative, Chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Interesting to get his thoughts on Pete Hegseth's announcement today. All right, a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll, should all combat military members have to meet the same physical standards? Yes or no? What do you think? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. And tell us why you think what you think. Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.